Okay, today Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So says the Mishnah, Barba Prakim Olam Nidon, the world is judged four times a year. But Pesach HaLatvuah, in Pesach we're judged for the grain, how successful the crops of grain are going to be that time, because that's when the grain, that year, because that's when the grain begins to ripen around the time of Pesach. But Seres Al Peros Ilan, on Shavuos we're judged for the what type of year we're going to have as far as what the tree, what types of fruits the trees are going to produce, because that's when fruits typically begin to ripen. Rosh Hashanah kol boi olam over in the front of Kivnei Maron. On what we call Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, everything in the world passes in front of Hashem like lambs in front of a shepherd, and Hashem judges them for life or death based on what they do. Shenemar hiyotzer yachal libam hamevin el kol maaseihem, that Hashem sees their hearts together and He understands all of their actions. Ubachag nidor nalamai, and on Sukkot we're judged for water based that we're judged on the rain, because that's typically when the rainy season begins. So now Mishnah Gimel is the first of a series of many Mishnayos that will take us through the rest of this parak and the entire second parak that talks about Kiddush HaChodesh. The Jewish calendar has months that are either 29 days long or 30 days long, and it was up to the Beis Din to decide when a new month would begin, whether it would begin after 29 days or after 30 days, and that was based on a sighting of the new moon. If the new moon was seen on the night that began the 30th day of the previous month, then the Beis Din would say, no, this is not the 30th day of the previous month, rather it is the first day of the new month. But if the new moon wasn't seen until the night that began the 31st day, well then the previous month had 30 days, and the Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the new month, is going to be on day 31. Now most Yom Tovim come out on a certain day of the month, meaning everything except for Shavuos, which is not bound by a date on the calendar, but rather on 50 days after Pesach. So the Beis Din would have to send out messengers to inform everybody who didn't live right near Yerushalayim to know when Rosh Chodesh was, so that they could know when to keep the Yom Tovim. Obviously, Shabbos they'll always know is every 7 days, but Yom Tovim gets very complicated. So Shisha Chodashim Ashulchan Yotzin, there were 6 months that the Beis Din had to send out messengers to let people who live further away know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Al Nisan Mipnei HaPesach, they had to go out to let them know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, so people could know when to observe the Yom Tov of Pesach. Al Av Mipnei HaTainis, they had to send them out before Chodesh Av in order that people should know when to observe Tisha B'Av. Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, they had to send them out for Elul, so that people can know when to observe Rosh Hashanah, you know, 1 month later. Al Tishrei Mnei Tekon HaSamuados, Tishrei, they had to send them out because people had to know when to observe Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And Al Kislev Mepnei Chanukah, they had to send out Shluchim for Kislev so that people know when to observe Chanukah. V'Al Ador Mepnei Purim, and they had to send out Shluchim for Ador so people can know when to observe Purim. Ukshay Beis HaMikdash Kayim Yotzen Afal Iyar Mepnei Pesach Katan, when we had a Beis HaMikdash and there was such a thing called Pesach Sheni, where people who missed the Karm Pesach the first time around had a makeup date in Chodesh Iyar, so then they had to send out Shluchim for Chodesh Iyar as well. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that there are four times that the world is judged. On Pesach, we're judged for the kind of how much grain is going to be produced that year. On Shavuos, the fruits that grow in the tree that year. On Rosh Hashanah, each of us are judged. And on Sukkot, the water is going to be judged for that year. How much water we're going to have, meaning it's not that the water is judged. We're judged by how much water, as in terms of how much water and the quality of water that we're going to have. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that there are six particular months where Beis Din had to send out messengers to make sure that everybody is aware of when Rosh Chodesh is, because there were important dates that came up during that month. So Nisan for Pesach, Av for Tisha B'Av, Elul for the following month being Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei for Yom Kippur and Sukkot, Kislev for Chanukah, Adar for Purim, and when there was a Beis HaMikdash around, they had to send out messengers for Iyar so people could know when to observe Pesach Sheni. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey.